from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's going to be a triple play.
It's time for the triple play.
Yes! Triple play!
The top three burning questions of the day.
And there's three.
With Jones and Mago.
Triples is best. Triples is best.
Triples is best. Triples makes it safe. And you can visit the 99 for new $14.99 big deal meals every Monday through Wednesday. Four new hearty full-size entrees for just $14.99, like the roast turkey dinner. You gotta love the nines. It's Tuesday, Jones and Mago. That makes it an over-under Tuesday. So let's get to over-under number one.
Number one.
All right, Red Sox now currently only 6 games over .500. The total for them right now, what they're on pace for, is in between 84 and 85 wins. So the over-under is Red Sox total wins on the season, over-under 84.5. Mego?
I'm sorry to say I'm taking the under here. I feel bad. I know that the schedule is supposed to lighten up a little bit compared to what you've been going through for the last couple of weeks, but I just have lost faith in this team. Maybe they'll be a little bit scrappy at different points, but it feels like this Houston series is really just the nail in the coffin for them, and I don't see them coming back in a real meaningful way.
They have 38 games left to go, and right now we're 65-59. So yeah, at 84, that would be right where they're at. Over under 84.5.
So I just fact checked the math. They're still on pace for about 85 wins if we want to round up. I'm going over. This is about as bad as it gets, I would hope. Most of these other years, they've at least rebounded from, actually, I take that back. In 2021, at least, they rebounded from a bad August and had a really good September. So
last year, not the case.
No, that's true. But last year, the team really did revolt. Cora revolted. I do think Cora's more on board. He sounded dejected today, but I do think he's more on board with the overall approach. That's why he signed up for 3 more years. So I think they're going to win over 85. That doesn't mean I think they're going to make the playoffs. Like, if they continue at the rate they're at, they're going to finish
that's
almost
not going to be enough.
Yeah, they're going to be 5 games out of a playoff spot. You probably need to win 88, 89, 90 games to get in. So I think they'll get over 84.5. That's better than where we thought they'd be before the year. That's disappointing from where I personally thought they were a few weeks ago, but I'll still take the over.
All right, let's get to over under number two.
Number two.
Jones, we start with you. Who is going to finish the season with more QB sacks? Matthew Judon, over under any two New England Patriots?
I'll take Judon. Over the other two. Like, who are even
Wait, two combined?
Yeah.
Two combined.
Who are the two combined candidates even for the Patriots?
Keon White,
Dietrich Wise. Juwan Bentley.
Sure.
You know? And also keep in mind, Judon may not play the whole year. So.
No, I mean, that's true. He might not. I mean, I'm assuming he's gonna be out there and playing, but maybe that's a dangerous assumption. I would say any of those guys could get hurt too.
Barmore's out. He had a bunch of sacks last year. So
correct.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking it up now. Like, you just mentioned I know Keon White was a part time player. What did Keon White have for sacks last year? He had a season ago.
You
know,
Barmore.
Thank you. Barmore led the way with 8.5. No one had more than 4.5 on the team. That was Wise and Bentley. So can Judon have a double-digit sack season and the Patriots have a couple of guys with 4, 4.5? Yeah, I'll take Judon.
I hate how much you just talked me into that. I'm hoping that Keon White has a more breakout season and that he finishes with at least 5 or 6+. But combining that with the absence of Barmore because of his injury, I agree. Also, Judon, I mean, he's probably going to be playing with a chip on his shoulder. These other guys are just happy to get the opportunity to up their playing time and prove themselves more in the league on a bad team. Judon's going to be out there probably a little hot under the collar, so I go with Judon.
So Judon, by the way, in reverse order, he only played in 4 games last year, but he was a sack-a-game guy last year. He was 15.5 the year before, 12.5 prior to that. He only had 6 his final year in Baltimore, 9.5 the year before that. So I'd largely say you pencil him in for right around double digits. I don't know if two Patriots are combining for that.
All right, let's get to our third over-under.
Number 3.
Mego, back to you. How many serious bids will the Celtics field for their franchise? And when I say serious, I mean, like, you know, actual bids that come down to the wire and they have to pick one and whoever it is. So how many serious bids will they field, over under being 4.5 serious bids?
So do we actually think Bezos is out is the first part of this?
I'm skeptical.
It's up to you.
I'm not a tech bro, so I don't read tech bro outlets here.
Are you doubting the information?
I've never even heard of the information. Never even heard of it. I don't care that tech bros wake up and read it every day. I don't know that he's out. If you're asking me, I still think he's in.
So I'm going to guess that it comes down to 2, and they try to drive the price up. And I wonder if Pags will even be in the final 2. So I don't know that Bezos is completely out. I don't know that, like, maybe somebody close to Bezos said that. Doesn't mean that they know for sure that Bezos doesn't change his mind tomorrow or that he hasn't been having conversations of his own that somebody close to him has not been privy to.
Yeah,
we don't know who this is.
By the way, what is him being linked to the Celtics do for, like, Amazon stock? I don't pay close enough attention to it, but is it like, hey, cool down, I'm not selling off assets so that I can go buy the Celtics? Or maybe it would be a welcome thing. I have no idea. I don't pretend to know. I don't watch the stock market close enough. But, like, did Bezos go, hey, could you go talk to all the tech bros over there and let all the tech bros know that I'm not really in?
I'll feel differently if Bezos goes on Closing Bell on CNBC the way that Wick does.
I want to see him on Squawk Box.
Shoots this down. Yeah, if he's on Squawk Box, yeah. If he's on Closing Bell, what else is there?
Mad Money. Yeah.
If he goes on any of these fine programs, then I put a little more stock into it. No offense to the information. Just because somebody close to him says he's not in on it doesn't mean that he's not in on it.
Yeah, I'm with you, though. I'm still taking under on 4.5. That seems like a lot of people.
It's going to be like 2.
Like real bids?
Real bids. Because when the Red Sox were up for sale, it was Dolan, it was Jacobs, Jack Welch, Henry, and the guy who bought the Dodgers.
McCourt.
McCourt. And DeFord, too, or they were maybe a group together. But yeah, so there was like 5 or 6 back then. Serious bids, I'd say, for the Red Sox.
I don't think there will be that many. And I think there's going to be a lot of people looking at this team. I think John Henry at one point may have looked at them, at least kicked the tires on it. I wouldn't be surprised if Jacobs did. But are those guys realistically going to bid?
They kicked the tires and Jacobs came over and said, stop kicking my tires. Yeah. They just use this car sometimes.
I don't think either of them are realistically going to buy them. But, you know, the Larry Ellisons and the Bezoses of the world, maybe Musk, who knows? Like, I think you can get a couple, 2 or 3, like, real bids from that stratosphere. Maybe you get Pags as well. Either way, I think 4.5 would be high. So
NBA is too woke for Elon, I think.
Think
way
so?
Too woke.
Oh, he wouldn't want them.
He saw those messages on the back of the jerseys during COVID. He was like, I'm out. Forget
you're saying
that.
He wouldn't want the NBA or the NBA wouldn't want him?
He wouldn't want the NBA.
Yeah, he would. Yeah, right. He would
too woke
want
of an organization.
I could see that. So there you go. Triple play each and every day at this time here on Jones and Mego with Art.
Imagine the advertisers the Celtics would get. If all of a sudden it's Musk's
rather not.
Team.
If Twitter's any indication, I'd rather not see those. It's okay.
Ladies, are your boobs too small?
I was going to say, Arkan, what do you mean you'd rather not? Get out of here with that.
Some of those are not. I mean, the boob ones are okay, but like for the most part, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, because we know your history with porn.
We do. Exactly. Exactly. So anyway, that's a triple play. We'll get to your phone call, 617-779-7937. We'll also get to two old, out of touch, crotchety old men, Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers. that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.